Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, returning for our fourth series. It's our fourth term doing this podcast, so in fact, we recently celebrated the 1 year anniversary of our first ever episode. So we're officially 1 year old. And we're thrilled to be back to bring you all the wonderful content that the children in the Our Voice Podcast Club want to share with you. So let's meet them. Here are the children that you'll be hearing from this term.
Hi, I'm Joey.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
Hi, I'm Layla.
Hi, I'm Rashif.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Hugo.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
And we're in year three.
Hi, I'm Harry.
Hi, I'm Harley.
And I'm Arthur.
And we are in year four.
Hi, I'm Lachlan.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Eleanor.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
Hi, I'm Abba.
And we're in year six.
So there they are. Great to have a few returning members and some new voices too. Now, on this week's episode, we have Mr. Mason joining us for the teacher interview. We hear about some of the world's most endangered animals, some top board games, and a trip to the Tower of London. But first, we have one of the highlights of any Manologist journey through their time here, the Year 6 Residential. So here are five of them to tell us about their fun-packed trip to France.
Hello, I am Lachlan, and we are going to tell you about our France trip. Welcome. We had a lot of fun and are excited to tell you all about it. On the first day, we arrived in France after buying some things in a service station. We visited a goat farm where we milked, fetted and learned about the goats and their cheese. I didn't really like the cheese and I rated it a 3 out of 10.
Hi, I'm Eleanor. On Tuesday, we visited three different World War I sites about the Battle of the Somme. They were very interesting and informative. Makes me feel lucky when we live in a time where we don't have to worry about wars.
Hi, I'm James, and on Wednesday we went to the French market where the teachers gave us €5 each and we worked in groups of four to buy something sweet, something savoury and something that you can't buy in England. After that we went to a chocolate factory where we got to taste and buy the chocolate.
Hi, I'm Freddie. On Thursday it was my favourite day as we went to a theme park called Parc Asterix. Asterix is a French comic about two ghouls called Asterix and Obelix. We went on a lot of amazing rides, including the fastest ride in France.
And hi, I'm Abba. On the last day, we packed up our things, got on the coach and visited an aquarium. It was full of a load of fishy facts and fun. We also learned about how our actions can have a lot of consequences on the planet. Then we came back and settled back in. We hope you enjoyed our recap. See you soon.
Bye.
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 Year 4 had a day trip of their own to the Tower of London earlier this term, so over to our Year 4 representatives to tell us all about that.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm Harry.
And I am Arthur. And today we are talking about our Year 4 school trip to the Tower of London.
First, we walked through an archway and looked at different cannons that have been used in the wars.
We then met a Tudor lady who was our tour guide and took us to where prisoners got executed.
For fun, we acted out all the kings and queens, and Arthur here was King Henry VIII.
Hello! Then we went to a tower, which was Anne Boleyn's bedroom for her final night on Earth, which was one of Henry VIII's wives.
Fun fact, Anne Boleyn ordered to get a block of wood to practice being beheaded.
Then we had lunch in a room and saw a prison cell.
Afterwards, we saw the crown jewels and salt dishes, staffs and an oil spoon, which is surprisingly the oldest object there.
Then we split up into more groups and went to the towers that were on the walls which bordered it. We saw what the armour was made of.
We went to the main tower next and saw the zoo. Armour and weapons, swords and even King Henry VIII's armour as a child. Then we went down a really long staircase to the bottom.
Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast.
For our next two features, it's been great to have some of the older children working alongside the younger children in the club. First, we have Lachlan in year six joining his brother Hugo and their friend Joey, who are both in year three, reporting on some of the most endangered animals in the world.
Hello, I am Lachlan.
Hi, I'm Joey.
Hi, I'm Hugo.
And today we are going to tell you about the top 10 most endangered animals in the world. Number 10, Hawksbill Turtles. The Hawksbill Turtle is one of the seven species of marine turtles.
Number 9, Sumatran Orangutan. The Sumatran Orangutan is found exclusively on the island of Sumatran.
Number 8, African Forest Elephant. Deep in the dense
humid forests of the West and Central Africa, you can find the elusive forest elephant, one of the two members of the African elephant species.
Number 7, black rhinos. Between 1960 and 1995, black rhino populations suffered a dramatic losses in their numbers due to large-scale poaching.
Number 6, Yangtze's finless porpoise. The Yangtze's finless porpoise is the odd one out of its family, as it is the only living freshwater porpoise found in the world.
Number 5. Tepanuli orangutan. The Tepanuli orangutan is a newly described species of orangutan, listed as a distinct species in 2017.
Number 4. Mountain gorillas. The mountain gorilla is a subspecies of the eastern gorilla.
Number 3. Sundin Island tiger. The Sundin Island tiger, or the Sumatran tiger, is the smallest tiger species in the world.
Number 2, armor leopard. The armor leopard is one of the rarest big cats in the world.
Number 1, Javan rhinos. They were once found throughout southern East Asia, but they're not anymore.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Next, we have Fiore and Layla in Year 3 with Eleanor in Year 6 to give us the rundown of some of the best board games.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
Hi, I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Layla.
And today we're going to talk about the top 5 best board games in our opinion.
Number 1, chess. Here's a basic rundown on how the rules work. In chess, each player takes turns to make a single move. Players cannot choose to skip a turn. They must move a piece. Each chess piece moves in a specific way and must be moved according to its legal movement.
Number 2, frustration. The object of the game is to be the first player to get all of their pawns round the board and home. If another player lands on a space containing your pawn, it gets sent back to the start and hence requires a roll of 6 to get back onto the board. A roll of 6 gives the player another go after moving a pawn.
Number 3, Jenga. Jenga is a game of skill and strategy. In the game, you build a tower, move the piece, and hope that you aren't the one who makes it fall, because if you do, you lose.
Number 4, Twister. There's a square board with left foot, right foot, left hand, and right hand in its corners. There is a needle, and you have to spin it. It will decide the player's move.
And finally, number 5, Shake Off. Each player must spin the spinner to determine whether the player must wear their shake-o-meter. This could be either on their wrist, their ankle, their front waistband, or their back waistband. The spinner also determines how you must shake too. This could be by jumping, running, or freestyle.
When you have your shake-o-meter in place, it's time to press the timer. You can choose how long each round will last. You start off at 15 seconds and then move on 30 seconds. When you are ready, the timer counts down from 3, and when the klaxon sounds, it's time to get moving.
Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
Last up, we have our weekly teacher interview, and some of our Year 3s managed to persuade Year 3 teacher Mr. Mason to join us, even without a fee.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Can we ask you some questions?
Of course you can.
How long have you been teaching for?
My word, I have been teaching for 23 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Did you teach at another school? And if you did, what was it called?
Okay, I have taught at a few other schools. I taught at a school in London, in Muswell Hill, called St. James's. I taught in a school, my first school was in southwest London, in Wandsworth, and that was called West Hill. And then I came here.
Ah. How old were you when you started teaching?
I was quite old, actually. I was in my 30s. I think I was 32.
When did you start teaching?
I started teaching in 2000, the year 2000.
Oh.
Way before any of you were born.
What year did you teach in when you came to the school the first year?
I actually didn't teach in a year group when I came to the school. I taught everybody. I was the IT teacher. So what Mr. Gallagher is doing now, I was doing that in 2006.
What was your favourite lesson to teach?
What was or what is?
What is.
What is. My favourite lesson to teach, I think, has to be maths.
I like maths.
You like maths?
Yeah.
What do you like about maths?
The word problems.
The word problems. They're the hardest, I think.
And about time tables.
What was your favourite lesson at school?
My favourite lesson at school, I think, I tell you what, it never used to be maths. And then I had a really good maths teacher. And then I really enjoyed maths. So when I was your age, I didn't like maths at all. And then I had a really, really good maths teacher. And then from that day on, I thought maths is really cool. So it was maths from that time on.
What is your least favourite lesson?
My least favourite lesson, now that's a good one. My least favourite lesson has to be handwriting.
Yes, I like
handwriting.
Always going on about handwriting.
I am always going on about handwriting because when I was at your age in primary school, the only thing I ever remember learning was my times tables and handwriting. So I never remembered all the English and the maths and the, well, the maths is the times tables, but I never remembered the science. I never remembered the English. You're so lucky in this school that you get fantastic lessons. And all mine were all about handwriting and times tables. That shows how old I am. And then that shows how lucky you are.
Yeah.
We all know you're a great teacher, don't you agree?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to agree with you. Yes, I'm quite an old teacher. And thank you very much for saying that. I'm a great teacher.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Thanks very much to Mr. Mason for taking the hot seat this week and to you all for listening. Well done to all the children for working so well together on their contributions, including the music too. We had a piece created on GarageBand by Arthur as our intro this week. And now to outro the show, here's Harry playing Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran on the piano.